Welcome everybody, Shir number 1507. We're learning today Lula Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Bar and Zisel. Lula Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafua Shalema Rav Yeshua Halevi Ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, interesting thing. First, in reference to hiring a worker on Shabbos, there's no payment going on. I'm not paying anybody. I'm not talking about the details of the job or whatever the case might be. But let's say I have something that has to get done tonight, and I meet my friend, or I meet somebody, or I see somebody who is, you know, they could work for me, and I could pay them, whatever the case is. So it's also to tell them, you know, it's also to bring down the Sefer Klolim from the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll read it inside in a minute, from Simon Shin Zayin, that is also Loima B'Shabbos, Mocher Esker Payalim, too. In other words, to hire workers. Tomorrow I'm going to be hiring workers, or it's also to say, Loima B'Shabbos, that you can say to a worker straight out that Ani Ruitze Liskar Oyschalu, L'Acha Shabbos, I want to hire you for after Shabbos, right? You can't talk about hiring, or to tell somebody else that I want to hire you for a worker. Oh, but then we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, it's an interesting thing, that to hint, to do it in a hinting way, whereby possibly the worker might understand, right? I'm going to come work. Well, not talking even by a Jewish person. He's going to come work for you. Then it would be okay. It's an interesting concept. So it's only whereby it's a Lashon Tzivoy. And Lashon Tzivoy, in other words, a Lashon of you saying, they're telling the person straight out. To talk about, like we said, talking about hiring workers after Shabbos. Okay, so that you can do. But now I find somebody, and it's, in other words, I'm looking for somebody for tonight to work for me, whatever the case, a certain thing. And I happen to bump into this person who I think is a good candidate to work for me tonight or whatever, something along those lines, right? So, but I can't tell him on Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos, one second. So, but I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to see him. I don't have his phone number, whatever. It's Shabbos. Obviously, you can't write anything down. Right? So is there a way that I could, mamish, tell this person that, you know, listen, do you mind to work for me? You can't tell him straight out. That's a tzivoy, also to do. So interesting, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin, Taka says that muta loyma l'chaveri, one could say to their friend, hanira be'necha shetucha lamed imi la'erev. So basically what he's saying, do you think that you'll be able to be with me tonight? Like a hinting type of a thing. Oh, so even though you're not telling the person I have a job for you, you're not telling the person, you can work for me tonight or whatever the case is. But this person happens to know, even though the other person knows that they're going to understand from the question that the guy is telling you, you know, do you think he could be with me tonight? That one wishes to hire him to work tonight, as a waiter, I'm just giving an example, to do anything, whatever the case might be, right? By him saying, do you think he could be with me tonight? He realized, that means he wants to hire me for tonight. So that would taka be allowed. However, you can't say straight out, you can't say something long like, you know, be ready to meet me tonight, because that's already like you're saying al tzivoy, al tzei commandment type of a lashon, a commandment type of a language cannot be done. But if it's done in a hinting type of a language, in that situation, it would be okay. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Just to go over it again, but is it possible that you could be right? You could be with me tonight, right? So again, you're not saying al tzbalashon tzivoy as a commandment. Even though he's going to know that. But you can't say, hey, nochain imiler. Because again, you know, he's saying it's al tzivoy, be with me tonight. That means, you know, I'm telling you a command. I'm hiring you. I'm taking you for tonight. That you can. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah, how he says it. And he says, okay, v'hu adin la'ena Yehudi. He says in Sif Katan Chof Ches, the same thing would apply by a guy, right? If you see a guy, again, the same thing. You can't, he brings this from the Achrayim, whatever the case is, in Sif Katan Chof Ches. You can't hire a guy. Right, even a guy you can't hire on Shabbos, but the same thing, you say it in a hinting type of a language. Now, I want to make it clear, that we're not talking about right now, you know, well, that what does that mean? We could hint to a guy, and the guy could do whatever I need him to do on Shabbos, I'll hint to him. That's not what we're talking about at all. This is a specific case. This applies to a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person, right? So you could hint to that person, even though the worker might be Jewish. So what? You know, or the worker might be a guy. But if it's done in a hinting type of a way, that the person will understand that Motzei Shabbos, a Sunday, a Monday, you know, you need him to work for you, so then it would be okay. So again, it has nothing to do with telling a guy and hinting him and, you know, put this on or put on the lights. It's not what we're talking about at all. It's just a general concept of how, what a person could say to somebody else as far as when it comes to hiring a person. Just flat out the hiring that you can't do. Or even to say, like we said, the Lashon Tzivui, commandment you can't do. So that, then the Mishabur just finishes off in Sif Katan Chaf Ches. So he says, Sif Katan Chaf Ches. Right. So he says, Hanir Beinecha Shetuch Alam and Imi Be'eriv in a hinting fashion. Why is that okay? Why is that any different than if I say it straight out? So the answer is, as the Mishabur, Kevin Sha'in Mefarish Behedya, since you're not saying it straight out, you're not saying Balashin Tzivui, Deb Rak Bederech Remes. You're saying it just again in a hinting type of a style. It's Tzarech Motzei Shabbos. You need to put this person for Motzei Shabbos, right? Or you need this person possibly for Sunday, whatever the case is. But it's being done in a hinting style. So the rem is Tzarech Shabbos Gufa Shiasa Weni Yehudi. The Sharet Sin actually brings on the bottom. The rem is Tzarech Shabbos Gufa Shiasa Weni Yehudi to tell a guy straight in a hinting way. That's a totally different thing. And he says first of all, he says that it's Aser if the guy is going to do for you something he's not allowed to do. So, but that's like I said, it's a separate, totally separate ballgame. We're talking about now simply hinting to the person, and it's for them to come to you to work for you for after Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, finishing off the Tzarech Moitzi Shabbos, right? Moitzi Shabbos. Havalei Rak Behirur Bechlal Hirur. So this falls under the guidelines of Hirur, which is thinking, because you never told him anything, you never really mentioned. He just made a statement. Is it possible you could be with me tonight? Right? He made such a statement. So the person's going to think, or you're going to think, whatever. So it falls under the guidelines of hearer, thinking and not talking, which we said thinking is halacha lemaisa, is okay. But you can't say lashon again commandment, be with me. This is dibur mamish, because that's already speaking. Straight, that's imamish speaking. If you get to say, well, be with me tonight, so the person will know, good, that means you have a job for me tonight. So you're telling him, be with me, that's deeper, that's mamish speaking. So one has to be extremely careful in these situations. But like we said, if it's a case in time, again, it's very important that people realize not to apply one thing to another. But when it comes to hiring a work, if punk, you happen to find somebody or see somebody, or maybe in a case of a babysitter or something along those lines, right, and you need somebody, a babysitter, and you punk happen to see. So in those, alts remes, alts, if it's not a commandment, but saying it the way that we mentioned, today from the Shulchan Aruch, that would be okay. But if it comes out, it's a commandment type of a thing, then you would not be allowed to do it. Like in the case of a babysitter, somebody punk needs a babysitter, and the punk meets somebody, whatever the case might be. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.